Welcome to Buckeye History Live, the podcast about Ohio State University history straight from the university archives. I'm Lindy Smith, Research Services Archivist.
And I'm Michelle Drobick, Audiovisual Archivist. We'll be your tour guides on a journey to reveal the captivating details behind the people, places, and events that make up OSU's history.
Welcome to the first episode of Buckeye History Live.
This month marks the 100th anniversary of Jesse Owens' birth, so to celebrate, we're featuring some entries from the diary he kept on his way to the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin.
All entries are read by Will Crawford, an OSU senior in the Glenn School majoring in nonprofit management.
Crawford is also a member of Alpha Phi Alpha, which was Owens' fraternity when he was a student at OSU.
July 15th, 1936. New York Harbor. Clear. Left the city of New York on Pier 60 on the morning of July 15th. There were many people there to see the boat sail. Before the boat left, there were photographers and radiomen aboard taking pictures and interviewing different people. I was chosen to speak. I said goodbye to my friends and retired to my cabin, which is on Deck D, Room 87. July 16th. On boat. Clear. The night of July 15th. Got acquainted with several people. Wrote a letter to my wife, telling her about the trip. Took a light workout and then a nice bath. In the afternoon, we had a meeting of the whole Olympic team, including coaches and managers. Mr. Brundage gave a short talk. Had a movie after dinner, and after the movies, they had a night in Monte Carlo.
You may have noticed that Jesse referred to a Mr. Brundage. Avery Brundage was president of the United States Olympic Committee at the time and would later go on to be the only American who has ever served as president of the International Olympic Committee.
July 17th, 1936. On boat. Had a very rough night on July 16th. Many people became sick. Received my track uniform and dress suits and hats. The hat was the only thing that didn't fit. Received a picture of my wife, mother, and dad from a German magazine. Kiss her picture often and wish she was with me. I took another workout this morning. Going to get ready for dinner. July 23rd. On boat. Clear. The day was a busy one. The boat stopped in Plymouth. Some people got off and quite a few newspapermen got on. They took pictures almost all afternoon. Passengers on board were worrying about getting off. The boat was late and began to make up time. We were to arrive in Hamburg the next morning. I went to bed early because I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
From the day they set off on their voyage to their arrival on land again in Plymouth, England, the U.S. Olympic team spent over a week on the boat. It may have been a good opportunity for training, but I bet the current day teams prefer getting the travel done in less than a day.
July 24th, Hamburg. Cloudy. Arrived in Hamburg, a reception committee came aboard. Their band played. They then took us to the city hall where another speech was given. After the speech, they served wine. We left for Berlin on a special train. Arrived here and many people met us at the train. After being received there, we were taken by buses to the city hall. Many people were lined up along the street. We then left for the Olympic Village. Kissed my wife's picture. July 25th, 1936. Olympic Village. Clear. The first day in the village was very interesting. Met many people from strange lands, and most of them could speak some English. Had my workout, and there was plenty of trouble doing it. I saw some very good men in their workouts, and I was very much impressed. The village is a very beautiful place. Nice grass, buildings, and a beautiful artificial lake. The nights are cool, and I sleep well.
Owens may have had some difficulty with this workout, but he turned things around by the time of the actual games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S.
We'll leave you with one final entry from Owens' diary. Unfortunately, the diary entries stop soon after this, so you'll have to imagine what he thought and felt during the rest of his time in Berlin.
July 26, 1936. Olympic Village. Cloudy. The weather in Germany is somewhat funny. In the morning, the sun is shining. Beautiful. And suddenly, it will rain. Took a workout early in the morning and was feeling very fine and rounding into pretty good shape. Talked with several dozen people from different countries. met a boy from Mexico who was a very nice boy, young, and very interesting. Hope he will come through okay. Still raining and getting cold.
Have a question for us?
You can find us at go.osu.edu/archives, facebook.com/OhioStateArchives, or at Buckeye History on Twitter.
And we may answer your question on an upcoming episode. Until next time,
go Bucks!